Sagt der Mishnah weiter, the last Mishnah Mesechtes Arla, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Tess. Safik Arla, Peris, that are a Safik. Are they Arla or are they not Arla? They come from a garden. Let's say, this is what the Batanura says. Nevet Kechavim has young trees in his garden. He has older trees in his garden. He's coming with pears. I don't know which trees these pears are coming from. Sagt the Mishnah, if this Safik is taking place by Eretz Yisrael, Aser, it is Aser. That's because Arla is Aser in Eretz Yisrael, Min HaTorah. Whenever you have an Iser Min HaTorah, there is a rule. The rule is, Sveika Deraisa L'chumra. Can't take a chance with a Deraisa. In Bisuria, Mutar. Syria, we've discussed earlier, Syria is more or less where Syria is today. David HaMelech took over Syria and tried to connect it to Eretz Yisrael. It's called Kibush Yachid. How come it didn't get connected to Eretz Yisrael? Some say David did it on his own, and he did so before he had completed the invasion of the rest of Eretz Yisrael proper. Some say it was Shalei Al-Pi Adibur. Some say not everyone was with him in the war. Either way, there's a machloikis about Kibush Yachid, whether it's called Kibush, whether that's called invading and becoming part of Eretz Yisrael. Our Mishnah holds, it never became part of Eretz Yisrael. So really, we're going to soon see Safik Arla and Chutz La'aretz is Mutar. Memela, the same should be true in Syria. But, Lamaisa, we do give Syria a little bit more of a Chumra than Stam, Chutz La'aretz. It's near Eretz Yisrael, so David HaMelech is the one who took it over and tried to make it part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore we say when it comes to Safik Arla, Mutar. But just Mutar. What do you mean just Mutar? Mutar sounds like a full green light. What do you mean just Mutar? What restrictions are there? So I'll tell you, if you happen to be in Syria, and you're standing outside of the garden that may have Peyrus Arla, you can buy it. But if you're mamish in the garden, and you know that there are Arla Peyrus there, you can't buy it. Whereas Uba Chutzlaretz, total Chutzlaretz, which Bechlal does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so there is a little bit of Arla, even a Chutz La'aretz. There's a Loch L'Moshe Messina. We're going to see that a little bit later in our Mishnah. But it's very lenient. Yoyrid V'lekech. It's mutter to actually go into the garden that has Peiris Arla and to purchase the Peiris from someone who's not a Yid. U'bulvan shalo yirenu loiker. As long as you don't see that he's taking off the Peiris from the Arla tree. But if the Peiris were already taken, it's mutter to purchase it even if you're in the garden. Okay, so we still have to discuss why, but before we get to the why, let's just chazer over. In Eretz Yisrael, you are standing next to the garden. You're not standing next to the garden. If there's a suffix that it comes from Arla, you can't use it. In Syria, as long as you're not in the garden, it's mutter, if it's suffix Arla. In Chutz La'aretz, it's even in the garden, in the orchard, where there are Arla peiras, you can buy the peiras, as long as you don't see the Yavid Kechavim taking off the Peiris from the Arla tree. Now, Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Karem Netua Yarek. We have a vineyard and there are vegetables planted too near to the vineyards. There are also some vegetables that are not too near the vineyard. So, part of the vegetables in this vineyard are Asim Mishim Kalei Karem. V'yarek Nimkar Chutzaloi. And vegetables are being sold near this vineyard. So again, here we have Safik Klei HaKerem, no longer Safik Arla, we're talking about a different Shaila, Safik Klei HaKerem. And we're talking about a vineyard, vegetables are planted there, a chelik of the vegetables are too close to the vines, so it turns out that they're Aser Bahanah, as Klei HaKerem is Aser Bahanah. Now, I pass by this vineyard, and the Yarek, Nimker Chutzaloi, and someone has a vegetable stand there, so it probably came from this vineyard here. So it's Safik Klei HaKerem. Is this from the vegetables that were too close or that they were far enough? Zok the Mishnah. Again, three levels. Be Eretz Yisrael Aser. In Eretz Yisrael it's Aser. I have to assume that these vegetables could have come from those that are too close to the Kerem. And Klei HaKerem in Eretz Yisrael is Aser in the Torah. So, once again, Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra. But Syria, what about Syria that has no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael proper? So, Mutter, you can purchase Safik Klei HaKerem if they're outside of the vineyard, the same way you can buy Safik Arla if it's outside of the garden. But Chutz La'aretz, we're even more makel with Safik Klei HaKerem, and we say that Yoyred, Yoyred Kechavim, can go lechatchila to the vineyard, v'loikit, and pick the vegetables for the Yisrael, and it's mutter for the Yisrael to eat it, as long as you don't know klar that they are from the vegetables that are asur bana. And also, b'lvad shelo yilkoit b'yad, the Yisrael should not pick these vegetables with his hands. The Ovid Yechom should not see that he's gathering for himself vegetables that are asur. So again, let me clarify this. Safik klai akarim. Could be these vegetables were too close to the karim. In Eretz Yisrael, asur. In Syria, mutter if you're not in the karim. They're being sold outside of the karim, it's okay. Just like by Safik Arla. In Chutz Laretz, so again, tell me. What can I do? What can I not do? There's Safik klai akarim here. So it's okay for the Nachri to lechetchila, go to the karim and pick the vegetables for the Yid. And the Yid can eat it, as long as they don't know for sure that he took it from the ones that are Aser. And the Yid himself should not be collecting it. So we discussed Arla and Klai Akarim, and now we go on to HeChadash. Chadash means Tua from this year, that took root in the ground this year, and it's before they were makir the carbon Aymer. Zakta Mishnah HeChadash, Aser min HaTorah b'chal makai, even a Chutz Laretz. So again, what's Chadash? Tua that grew this year, that took root this year. What does this year mean? With Chadash, it goes from the second day of Pesach to the second day of Pesach. In times of the Beis HaMikdash, they were makir of a carbon omer on the second day of Pesach. That was matir, the new tefuah. What about nowadays that there's no carbon omer, so you have to wait for the third day of Pesach, Yod Zayin Nisan? So basically, I have to be careful. From after the second day of Pesach, any tefuah that takes root in the ground cannot be eaten until the next year, the second day of Pesach. That means until they're makir of the omer on the second day of Pesach, and if there is no omer, you have to wait till Yod Zayin Nisan. So our mission is telling us again, a chadash, the new tefuah, is asur min haTorah b'chal makom, even a chutz laretz. Okay, we'll soon try to understand why. The arla is asur in chutz laretz halacha, as halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. V'aklayim and klayakerem, when you have seeds that are mixed with vines, that's asur in chutz laretz midivri seifrim midrabbana. Okay, let me go back to these last three things. Chadash is asur min haTorah b'chal makom. Aren't mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz mitzvahs that have to do with the land only in Eretz Yisrael? Like, I don't have to give trumasi ma'isres from what grows in chutz laretz. And the answer is chadash is different, because the pasuk says, v'lechem, v'kali, v'charmel, le'seichlu at etzem yayim azeh, chukas oylem ad-ereseichem, b'chayl, ma'ishvay seichem, in all of your dwelling places, it's mashma, wherever you are, even chutz laretz. Actually, in Masechtas Kiddushin, there's a machloikis about this. According to the Tanakhama, there is no Isser Chadash in Chutz Laretz, but our Mishnah goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the Isser is Nayeg B'chal Makayim. Wait a second, but it says B'chal Moshvei Seichem, wherever you are. What does the Tanakhama hold? How does he hold a Chadash as Mutter in Chutz Laretz? And the answer is, according to the Tanakhama, B'chal Moshvei Seichem comes to teach us that the Isser of Chadash only began when all of the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael were in their dwelling places. Okay, so let's try to chazer over and understand the Mishnah a little bit better. If I live in Bnei Brak, and I'm not sure whether something is Arla, there's nothing to talk about. If you live in Eretz Yisrael proper, or anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, it is Aser. If you live in London, Williamsburg, Borough Park, Lakewood, Muncie, or anywhere else in Chutz Laretz proper, Safik Arla is Mutter. Even though there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that says Arla is Aser in Chutz Laretz, and usually, when there's a suffix with halacha l'maisha m'sinai, we do go l'chumra. But here, this is part of the halacha l'maisha m'sinai. The halacha l'maisha m'sinai says, yes, there's arla in chutz laretz, but you can go l'kula. You can be lenient. You can take a look in Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, Simen Reish Tzadik Dalet. So what does that mean? Let's say there's a vineyard, and in this vineyard there are arla vines, and vines that are more than 3 years old. And there are grapes sold right outside of the vineyard. Sometimes when you drive in the country outside of a farm or an orchard, there are people selling fruit. In Eretz Yisrael, it would be Aser. In Chutz Laretz, it would be Mutter, even though I know it comes from this vineyard. As long as I did not see that it was taken from an Arla tree. That's the Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. If you have a Kerem that's Safek Arla in Chutz Laretz, some say it's also for the Yid to take with his own hands. But it's mutter even if he sees the Eved Kechavim taking it. In our Mishnah we learned, to wrap things up, in Eretz Yisrael, any Safik Arla is Aser. In Syria, if you're outside of the actual field where the Safik is, it's okay. But not inside the field. And the Chutz Laretz, once again, even inside the field, as long as the Yid himself shouldn't be taking, As long as you don't see the Eved Kichav mamish taking from a tree that you know to be Arla, it's okay. Safik Klai HaKerem. You have vegetables that are planted inside a vineyard, maybe too close, maybe too far, some are too close, some are too far. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Aser. In Chutz La'aretz, even if you see these vegetables coming out of the vineyard, as long as you don't see him take it mamish with his hands, it's okay. The Iker Isser of Klai HaKerem in Chutz La'aretz is only Midrabanon. This is how Chazal were misaken it. As far as Chodesh is concerned, Tvua from the Chameshas Aminim, five different types of grain, Chita Saira, Kusmin, Shibayla, Shul, and Shifain, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. So anything that takes root after the second day of Pesach has to wait for the next year, the second day of Pesach, until they're makar of the carbon. Aymer, Minatayr, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, the day itself, when the sun comes up, it becomes mutter, but Rabbi Yechon and Mezakai added an extra day. You have to wait until day number 17. We said there was a machlokes tanoim, whether Chodesh is noig b'chutz la'aretz or not. Our Mishnah holds like the Tana that it is. And maybe you want to take a look in the Mishnah Brura. Arachayim simen tuf pei tes. Sivkot mem dalid mem hei. Be'az Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem should help. She'll soon be zeichet, will be back in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. We will have the Karban Ha'omer to be matir the Chodesh. And Enoch Hanami. We will have the full mitzvahs of Arla, Klai HaKerem, Hafrashas Chala, Trumas, Maisres, and Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Bikurim, which we're going to learn about in our next Masechta.